This is Art Rosenbaum bringing you Backroads and Banjos, a trip through American traditional folk music.
We're gonna twist Joe's arm here, and he's gonna be featured here with Under the Double Eagle. He's one of the finest guitar players that I've met in my time, and I've met several. And we appreciate Joe coming and helping with us in this program today. Joe, you started off in your own unique.
That was Smokey Joe Miller playing Under the Double Eagle, a great guitar solo. Smokey Joe Miller was a good friend and a wonderful guitar player. He passed away on November 17th of 2009, and so we're going to do a segment or two of his music and his legacy and musical friendship that he shared with me, and particularly with a guest we have in the studio, who is Phil Tanner. Who is one of the four generations of Tanners that Joe Miller played with. So, Phil, tell us a little bit about Joe Miller, what you remember about him, and his musical friendship with the generations in the Tanner family.
Well, Joe been a good friend of the Tanners for a long time. He played with my grandfather and also, of course, with my father and myself, and now with my son also. So he's went through four generations of Tanners, and we used to laugh. Ted said, "I don't see how you stood four generations of us," but he was a true friend. He played with us for many years, and we really enjoyed his music. He was a great musician and a great person, too. So we're going to miss Joe a lot.
Oh, we sure will. And when you talk about the generations of the Tanners, some of the listeners might connect that name with the group The Skillet Lickers. That group, of course, was founded by Gid Tanner, your grandfather, and the music was carried on by your dad, Gordon Tanner, and as you say, your son Russ is carrying on the music, and Joe has played with all of the generations. He never was a recording Skillet Licker in the old days, but a lot of people don't realize that the band that's famous as Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers was mainly a recording band.
That's correct, Art. They mostly recorded together, and then they would branch out probably. And, of course, my grandfather, he would book a lot of schools and so forth and just pick up musicians to make up the group as they booked those schools and whatever venues they might have. And Joe came along, and he was a great fan of Riley's Puckett's picking and playing. And so he fit right in with my grandfather a lot of times on these little show dates that they'd pick up, and that's how he played with my grandfather a good bit.
The first I heard Joe was on a recording, actually a home recording that your dad, Gordon Tanner, made with Joe, and they kind of set it up like an old-time radio show. Now, Joe had been a veteran of radio. He played with Fisher Henley over in South Carolina, who gave him the nickname Smokey Joe because he played those lightning-fast runs. He played with the famous Tennessee fiddler Charlie Bowman, but he also played shows and informal sessions with the Tanners. Let's listen to a little bit of Liberty, introduced as an old-time radio show, just a home recording that the late Smokey Joe Miller and Gordon Tanner made.
Come in. Well, if it ain't our good friend Gordon Tanner.
Joe, how you been doing?
Fine. How are you, Gordon?
Fine.
Good to see you. Bless your heart. My, this is a pleasant surprise. Got your old fiddle along with you?
Well, no, I ain't got the old one. I just finished a new one. well, tuned it up Christmas Day, Joe. I wanted to play it a little bit. If you've got a little time, then you can find your guitar.
Oh, man, we can always find a guitar when Gordon Towner comes around.
Well, good. Look. You done got it there.
Yeah,
I'm going to sneak around and got that thing. Let's see if we're in tune. Let me get this thing out.
Yeah.
Ready, we can do old Liberty.
I believe we might do a little blues. That's old Clayton McMicken tune. By the way, a famous old Gid Towner tune, too, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I cut the teeth on this one, Joe. Of course, me and you did, too. Well, let's do that.
So you heard not only the music, but the kind of talk that good friends Smokey Joe Miller and Gordon Towner would engage in when they met. Well, my guitar is always ready, and your dad, Phil Gordon, was talking about just having made a fiddle, so he was a wonderful fiddle maker as well.
Yes, Dad started making fiddles in 1955 and continued on, and of course, whenever he'd get a new one built, he was anxious to try it out. And so a lot of times he'd go down, and if I wasn't around or someone else wasn't around, he'd go to Joe's and get Joe to critique it with him.
And you could hear some of those wonderful runs that Joe was playing. He is indebted a lot to Riley Puckett's guitar style, but he was a terrific backup guitar player. He was also a fine singer. And, well, after I heard that home recording, I knew I had to meet Joe. At that time, he had a little music store in Campton over in Walton County. He was giving guitar lessons and selling guitars and playing. And I think he was still working in a textile mill at that time. And he was also an ordained minister, so he kept busy. A few years ago, Global Village put out a couple of recordings called the Towner Legacy, and on one of those recordings, which I helped put together, Joe sings an old-time song, Hum Into My Honey. He does some fine singing and good guitar work.
In a little shanty down in Alabama, down beneath the skies of blue, there's a cozy little nook by Babylon Brook just built for two. In a little shanty down in Alabama, happy in the fall of spring, I'd be humming, strumming, humming to my honey mid the sun shining rain. Now just across the table with a cute little dinner little chin, when we have a quarrel, a disagree, we'll kiss and make right up again. In a little shanty down in Alabama, happy in the fall of spring, I'll be humming, strumming, humming to my honey mid the sun shining rain. Just across the table with a cute little dinner potion, when we have a quarrel, a disagree, we'll kiss and make right up again. In a little shanty down in Alabama, happy in the fall of spring, we'll be humming, strumming, humming to my honey, mid sunshine and rain.
You just heard Smokey Joe Miller picking and singing, humming to my honey. And I'm here in the studio with my friend Phil Tanner, reminiscing, talking about our good musician friend, Smokey Joe Miller, who passed away in November of 2009. We're playing some of his music and remembering what a good friend and what a fine musician he was. Phil, anything you'd like to say in closing this segment?
Only, I guess, reiterate the good musicianship and the good friendship that Joe provided the Tanner family, and like I say, we're going to miss him greatly. He was a fine musician and fine person.
I think an appropriate thing to end with is a spiritual, religious number, Where the Soul of Man Never Died. And Joe played with a lot of different musicians. He was a great musical partner in string bands and in duos. And in this case, he played in a kind of what's called the brother style duo with a mandolin player, the kind of music that the Monroe Brothers and the Blue Sky Boys recorded back in the 30s. And I believe this was originally recorded by the Blue Sky Boys. Here's Where the Soul of Men Never Dies. This I recorded in Campton, Georgia, September 3rd, 1980. Smokey Joe Miller and Newman Young playing and singing Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes. We're all peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. No friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes. Where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies. Soul of man never dies, where there will be no parting hand, and the soul of man never dies. No friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes. Where all is joy and peace and love, and the soul of man never dies.
This has been Art Rosenbaum bringing you Backroads and Banjos. That was a group called the Skillet Lickers 2, or the Junior Skillet Lickers, and I believe I taped that session where that was recorded back in the late 70s. And I'm here in the studio with Phil Tanner, who was there in that session. And we heard on the fiddle, Phil's dad, Gordon Tanner. And we heard on the guitar, our good friend, the late Smokey Joe Miller. And we're doing this program and a previous segment as a tribute to Joe, who passed away at the age of 90 in November of 2009. Now, that was a pretty famous tune, wasn't it, Phil, Down Yonder?
Yes, I guess it's probably the most requested number that we still get for the original Squid Lickers, or the one that my father helped record on. That's the 34 recording of Down Yonder. And so the Down Yonder had been with us for a good long while.
And the fiddler on the track that we just heard was the fiddler on that 1934 recording. Your dad was he was a teenager at the time when he was promoted to be the lead fiddler of the Skillet Lickers.
That's right. The original Skillet Lickers had disbanded in 1931 over when they were playing over WCKY in Covington, Kentucky at that time. And so they were brought back to record for RCA Victor in 1934. My dad was 17 years old at the time, and he became the lead fiddler of the group. And the Down Yonder caught on and sold quite a number of copies, over a million, I think, for the Skillet Lickers.
One thing that impressed me when I first got to meet your family and their musical friends was that they didn't try to copy the exact sound of the old records the way some of the new bands that were quite taken with Southern string band music were trying to do up in the North. They were introducing maybe an electric guitar at times or a bluegrass-style banjo and loving the old tunes, but not being purist about it. And they would add, of course, some fancy guitar playing, not exactly modern guitar playing, but pretty skilled. And Joe Miller was excellent in adding maybe some of the old-time runs that he picked up from Riley Puckett and then some new licks, like what were we calling it that he did in that Down Yonder?
Well, the break, the guitar break run that he'd always done, he called it lacing, where you would hit, sort of alternate between the two strings and get that beautiful run that he'd done. I've never heard anybody that could repeat that like he did it. And it's always a great signature, I think, of Joe's playing was that run he would do on Down Yonder.
Well, let's listen to Joe's playing in another group. Here again, Gordon Tanner will be playing lead fiddle. And I got a session together where I invited Uncle John Patterson over from Carrollton. And Uncle John Patterson was of the generation of Gid Tanner and the early Skillet Lickers. Maybe it came a little bit later. He was a very, very skilled three-finger banjo player, and he played with Ahaz Gray and several other musicians. And he had played in the right here in Atlanta at the fiddle conventions on programs with Gid Tanner. But he had never played with Gordon or Smokey Joe Miller. But I thought, you know, for this session, we should get some musicians of the same generation together. And this eventually came out on a Folkways record, which is available through Folkways Smithsonian. Uncle John said, I feel right at home because the place was in the chicken house that Phil still hosts jam sessions on Friday night over in Decula in Gwinnett County. He says, well, I'm a country boy. I feel right at home. Bring some half stumps in and we're ready to go. And he said, this first time I played with Gordon Tanner, but I played 1,000 times with his dad, and they knew all the tunes, and so they were just off and running. Let's listen to Billy in the Low Ground. I recorded this in the late 80s, and on fiddle, Gordon Tanner, on five-string banjo, Uncle John Patterson, and on guitar, Smokey Joe Miller.
Woo!
old-time fiddle tune, Billy in the Low Ground, with Uncle John Patterson on banjo. He actually took a little solo in his inimitable three-finger style, and Gordon Tanner on fiddle, and, of course, our friend that we're giving tribute to in this segment, the late Smokey Joe Miller, on guitar, playing some wonderful backup runs. Phil Tanner's here in the studio, and Phil, what kind of picking would you characterize Joe doing in that piece that we just heard?
I think he had some great tasteful licks on his runs. It just made it just good listening. He always made real tasteful runs, I think, and it really came out in that tune. You can hear those and appreciate them very much on that tune.
Of course, Joe would say with pride that he's played with four generations of Tanners. Phil, your grandfather, Gid Tanner, your dad, Gordon, whom we've been listening to, and you, and now your son, Russ. What did you really enjoy the most, or how, of the experience of playing with Joe and in your sessions that you played?
All of us just really enjoyed Joe. He was a great person to be around, and he had great musicianship, and he could guide us along. You know, with music, he had a great knowledge of music, and he would advise us to the tunes and how he felt that they should be played, and he would give us insight as to the chord progressions, the correct chord progressions that he was taught, and he would teach them to us. And so we just enjoyed being around him, and his music was excellent and outstanding, great timing, and the runs were real tasteful. That's what I enjoyed most about Joe.
We talk a lot about this music being music played for fun, you know, on a back porch or in the chicken house over in Decula. And yet, that having been said, Joe was a professional musician at different times in his life. He played on the radio. He talked about going to some town like Chattanooga and getting a little room in a rooming house and just, you know, barely getting enough to get by. And then he'd go home and work in the cotton mills for a while. And then he'd do another little stint on the radio or playing as a sideman with a lot of wonderful musicians. One of them was Fisher Henley, who gave him the name Smokey Joe Miller for some of those real fast runs where he'd play fiddle tunes way before Doc Watson actually played note for note fiddle tunes. So Joe was a pro, but he always put the love of music and his friendships first, and that's what we really appreciate about Joe. Well, let's go from an old-time fiddle tune like Billy in the Low Ground into a kind of a showpiece, one that I think came out of the late 1800s and became popular, and not too many people sing the words. Phil, your dad, Gordon, sang a couple verses, which I think adds a lot to this track. And also Joe Miller's very tasteful and wonderful kind of parallel guitar when Gordon's fiddle is making the sound of the mockingbird. So let's listen to a little bit of Listen to the Mockingbird.
I'm dreaming now of Hallie, sweet Hallie, sweet Hallie. I'm dreaming now of Hallie. And the mockingbird singing all day. She's sleeping in the valley, the valley, the valley. She's sleeping in the valley, and the mockingbird singing over her grave. Now listen to the mockingbird, listen to the mockingbird singing all the day. Now listen to the mockingbird, listen to the mockingbird. The mockingbird singing over her grave.
Well, for the past several years, Joe's been in declining health, and so he didn't play out very much. So when he could a few years ago, he played with the ongoing Skillet Liquors group, which added some different musicians. I had the privilege of playing banjo occasionally with that group, and Julian McDaniel played harmonica, and Joe, as long as he could, hung in with playing out in public.
He played right on up until he was almost unable to go and perform, but he always had a love for it. And he played, we'd play some at his house when he felt like it and was where he could. And so he played right on up until recently.
I think we'll conclude this segment with an appropriate number. Joe was a minister, a very religious man, had a deep religious faith. And one of the most beautiful tunes that he played, Phil, with your dad on fiddle, was an old hymn called Out of My Bondage. So let's listen to Out of My Bondage with the late Smokey Joe Miller and Gordon Tanner. This has been Art Rosenbaum bringing you Backroads and Banjos.